Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 17th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI power surge, AI cognition study, AI regulation, Codex update. AI power surge. Korean chip researchers at the Terra Lab of the KAIST Institute are paving the way for faster high-bandwidth memory and more powerful AI computing chips. In about 10 years, AI accelerator modules for data centers could reach up to 15,000 watts of power. Researchers predict that nearly 10,000 watts will be drawn by 8 AI processor chiplets, each consuming 1,200 watts. The remaining 5,000 watts will power 32 memory chip stacks, each composed of 24 individual DRAM dies with 80 gigabits capacity. This 7th-generation HBM is expected to provide 6 terabytes of AI memory, with a data transfer rate of approximately 1 petabyte per second. Rather than predicting precise release dates, this roadmap focuses on foreseeable technical challenges and potential solutions. AI cognition study. Researchers from New York University have introduced a new test named RELIC, which stands for Recognition of Languages in Context. This test evaluates how effectively large language models can comprehend and execute complex, multi-part instructions. Findings from the team align with a recent Apple paper, indicating room for improvement. Models like GPT 4.1 and DeepSeek R1 performed well on simpler tasks but resorted to superficial strategies as complexity increased. Paradoxically, they reduced their thinking processes instead of expanding them. The study underscores that current language models face limitations in understanding and applying complex rules, suggesting future models will require more computing power or more efficient problem-solving methods to handle such tasks reliably. AI regulation. The state of New York is advancing toward a landmark regulation for AI models in the United States, known as the RAISE Act, short for Responsible AI Safety and Education. This legislation has already passed the Senate and awaits Governor Kathy Hochul's signature to become law. The act mandates major AI developers, including OpenAI, Google, and Anthropic, to adopt comprehensive safety measures to mitigate risks from advanced AI systems. In New York, these systems will only be publicly accessible with published safety protocols and risk assessments, and any serious incidents, such as model theft or hazardous AI behavior, must be reported. Violations could result in civil penalties of up to $30 million. Democratic Senator Andrew Gunards, a co-initiator, emphasizes that the law targets large entities with model training costs exceeding $100 million, sparing startups and academic institutions. The goal is to balance safety with innovation. Codex update. OpenAI's Codex, a specialized AI assistant for programmers, integrated into ChatGPT, now offers developers a broader array of solutions. Since mid-June, instead of just one answer, Codex can generate multiple solutions in a single go. This enhancement grants developers greater flexibility in choosing the best strategy, whether they are fixing bugs or optimizing scripts. This means fewer back-and-forth queries and the ability to directly compare different approaches. Alongside this multi-answer feature, improvements have been made, including reduced startup loading times, task cancellation options, and optimized error handling in Git environments. Codex aims to assist, not replace, developers, enhancing tasks like debugging, testing, and reading unfamiliar code. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.